Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 46, Practicing Non-Judgment and Letting Go of Judging People by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, welcome to Optimal Living Daily, a podcast that is a blogcast wrapped in an audio blog. I don't even know what that means. I am Justin Mollick, your personal reader and storyteller, and today I'm back with a post from Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. And I picked this one because one of the patrons of the show, you know, someone who visited my site and decided to contribute to support the ridiculous bills that come along with putting this all together, she asked if I could read some stuff about being judgmental. And so I went on a search and found two posts, both from Zen Habits. So while I can't guarantee that I'll do the same thing for any and every contributor of the show, I can tell you that I do read every email, and if you show your support, then I'll do whatever I can to help you out. So on that note, if you'd like to show your support, you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com, and the easiest and freest thing you can do is join my weekly newsletter, which will show me that you enjoy the podcast, and there's the extra benefit of getting free stuff from me. But also on my site, you can become a patron of the show and contribute any amount you like to keep this podcast going. So again, that's all at oldpodcast.com. So let's jump in, take that listener request, and start optimizing your life. Practicing Non-Judgment by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. We go through our day judging our experiences, other people, ourselves. This is good, this is bad. If all goes well, most of it will be good, but more than we realize, we dislike certain experiences, things about people, about ourselves. We, quote, like online comments by others or pages on the internet. We give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to movies, to restaurant experiences, songs. It's ingrained in our thinking processes. What would it be like to drop all of that judging as good and bad? What would it be like to simply experience something without judgment? Try it now. Sit here in this moment and don't think about whether it is good or bad. Just observe the sensations of the moment. Don't think about those sensations, just experience them. These sensations are just phenomena in the world, happening without any good or bad intention, just happening. They aren't happening to us, nor are they for us. They just happen without thinking about us as the center of the universe. What I've noticed when I experience anger, frustration, disappointment, is that I am judging my experiences and others and myself, based on whether they are what I want, whether they are good for me or not. But what am I, at the center of the universe? What about the other person? What about the rest of the universe? If I drop away my self-centeredness, I no longer have a reason for frustration. The experiences are just happening and have nothing to do with me. They're neither good nor bad. They're just happening. Now, I realize we can't do this all the time. As humans, it's part of our experience to judge, and that's okay. I'm simply suggesting that some of the time, we drop the judgment and just experience. Just see what that's like and be okay with that too. Letting Go of Judging People by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. One of the best changes I've made to help me be happier is learning to see judging other people as a red flag. Now, I'm not going to pretend I don't ever judge other people. I think it's either a built-in method all humans have or something we develop because of built-in methods. We all judge people, and I'm not an exception. But I've gotten better at noticing when it happens and recognizing that it's a sign of something harmful. The judging itself isn't bad. It's what the judging is a symptom of that's harmful. I say harmful instead of bad because instead of judging, I'd rather observe that it causes harm. What underlying harmful causes / situations are indicated by my judging people? Well, here are a few. I'm very ignorant of what the person is going through. I don't understand the situation. I have unrealistic expectations of people. I think I'm superior to other people. I'm not grateful. I'm being self-centered. I'm not being curious, but instead I close off all learning. I can't really help the situation from a place of judgment. How that happens. Let's take a fake but typical example so I can show you what I mean. I see a relative who is actively harming her health, who is overweight and diabetic and yet smokes and eats junk food all the time and does other bad things. I know she can make her health better by changing her habits. I judge her for what she's doing, think badly of her, get frustrated with her, dismiss her because she's not worthy of my frustration. This kind of thing happens with me and lots of other people all the time. Just change the details to spouse, coworker, kid, friend, and instead of unhealthy things, they're doing something else you don't like. What's going on in this example? Well, first, I'm ignorant of what she's going through, and I don't understand the situation. She's been depressed because of her health problems, feeling guilty, feeling stuck, feeling scared, untrusting of herself. Because of these bad feelings, she doesn't like to think about health and makes herself feel better through smoking and comfort food. She's just trying to be happy. And in fact, I do the same kinds of things all the time. I fail. I feel bad. I comfort myself. So I'm not superior, even if I think I am. What's more, I'm not being grateful for the great person she is, despite her health problems. She's wonderful. By focusing on judging her, I'm not appreciating that. Instead, I'm being self-centered by focusing on how much better I am, how she's frustrating me, how my frustration is more important than any pain she's feeling. I'm not being curious about who she is, what she's going through, and why. Instead, I made a judgment, and that stops all inquiry. And from this place of judgment, I can't help because I've closed off dialogue and have written her off. You can see how all of these things are harmful. They make me frustrated, unhappy. They harm my relationship with this loving person. They stop communication and learning. They don't allow me to help alleviate suffering. They close me off to what she has to offer me, among other harms. How to let go of judging. First, be aware that you're doing it and see it as a red flag. It's not horrible to judge, but it's a good sign that other things are going on that are harming you and others. This takes practice, but there are symptoms that tell you you're judging. If you feel angry or frustrated or dismissive of someone, if you're complaining about someone or gossiping about them, these are signs you're judging. Recognize what's going on. After you notice the red flag, pause and be curious. Don't get mad at yourself, but be curious. Why are you judging? What expectations do you have that are unrealistic? What can you guess about what that other person is really going through? Can you find out more? This isn't always realistic, but sometimes you can. What about the other person can you appreciate? Can you get out of your self-centeredness and put yourself in the other person's shoes? Can you imagine a time when you were going through something similar? Once you've done that, ask yourself, how can you help? What does this person need? Sometimes they just need someone to listen, someone to be a friend. Someone to not judge, someone to accept them. Sometimes they need more, advice, a guide, a hug. But you can't help them from a place of judgment. Only when you let go of the judgment that has arisen and come to a place of acceptance and curiosity and empathy can you really help. And incidentally, you'll be a lot happier in the process. You just listened to the post titled Practicing Non-Judgment and Letting Go of Judging People, both by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So there you have it. Ask and you shall receive. And if you have any requests for the podcast, the best way to get in contact with me is to join my weekly newsletter at oldpodcast.com and simply reply to any of those emails. I read each and every one. And like I mentioned, if you're enjoying these episodes, you can also become a patron of the show there at oldpodcast.com. Wow, that's episode 47. I hope it was helpful for you. I know it was for me, but, you know, hey, this isn't about me. While I learn a lot from reading these to you, it's really about the both of us, both improving our lives at just 10 minutes or so a day. Next thing you know, we'll be happier, healthier, maybe even wealthier. So until then, your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.